Appendix R, Future Quartermaster Force Structure. This appendix provides a snapshot of the Aimpoint 2035 Army force structure, the near-term quartermaster force being developed, and the Theater Petroleum and Water Group force structure scheduled for implementation by 2025. The joint force is refocusing from fighting counterinsurgencies and violent extremist organizations to countering and possibly confronting near-peer adversaries. Competition and conflict will occur in multiple domains: land, air, sea, space, and cyberspace, and there will be multiple threats across the competition continuum in the future operational environment. The Army Aimpoint 2035 initiative seeks to modernize and build a force structure better prepared to undertake multi-domain operations against near-peer adversaries. Headquarters at echelons above brigade are being augmented with additional staff and capabilities to better operate in the space and cyberspace domains. Multi-domain task forces are being created to focus on penetrating an enemy environment, employing assets that can counter enemy anti-access/area denial weapons, and network-focused targeting of United States units. The Army plans to develop new theater fires commands intended to coordinate long-range fires of Army missile and extended-range artillery systems. Sustainment units are changing in response to the new environment as well. For example, there will be three different versions of the composite supply company. As part of this change, the Quartermaster Group Petroleum and Water listed will become the Theater Petroleum and Water Group, TPWG, by 2025. The TPWG will be approximately twice the size of the current Quartermaster Group, allowing for an organic future plan cell and a more robust execution and tracking system for bulk fuel distribution, storage, and quality surveillance. The TPWG will increase capability for multi-service theater integration, synchronization, planning, and organization, and contain the required personnel, expertise, responsibility, and authority to execute theater bulk petroleum and bulk potable water operations for large-scale combat operations and multi-domain operations. There will be four main branches within the TPWG. The Requirements Branch builds and validates requirements for service, joint, and multinational forces, determines supportability in coordination with DLA Energy, provides gaps and shortfalls to the TSC for decision, and JPO-approved requirements to the DIB. The DIB develops and plans the theater's Class 3 Bravo and bulk potable water concept of execution for sustainment support, SOPs, and multimodal distribution plan for validated customer support requirements. The Petroleum and Water Operations Tracking Center manages execution of theater bulk fuel and bulk potable water storage and distribution from theater to core level via ground transport, inland waterways, rail, conduit, pipelines, and facilities to customers. The Quality Surveillance and Safety Branch develops and executes the Theater Quality Surveillance Plan, which will include theater-level laboratory operations. In addition, there will be specialty teams, including Theater Forward Plans Team, to provide a forward presence in selected theaters, supporting integration, synchronization, and coordination between the TSC and its supporting TPWG. It will work directly with SPO Plans and Operations, developing theater plans, and enhance coordination with Army Service Component Command, TSC, partner nations, allies, joint services, JPO, SAPO, DLA Energy, and other partners as needed. Distribution teams to coordinate and manage end-to-end product movement and transfer across the multimodal distribution network. An engineering planning and management team to perform site surveys and identify requirements for existing and proposed petroleum and water infrastructure feasibility, pipeline or conduit traces, and detection of subsurface water well drilling. By order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official. Signed, Mark F. Averill, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.